Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 1 starting in verse 12 and ending in verse 21. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Therefore, I will always remind you about these things, even though you already know them and are standing firm in the truth you have been taught. And it is only right that I should keep on reminding you as long as I live. For our Lord Jesus Christ has shown me that I must soon leave this earthly life, so I will work hard to make sure you always remember these things after I am gone. For we were not making up clever stories when we told you about the powerful coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We saw his majestic splendor with our own eyes when he received honor and glory from God the Father. The voice from the majestic glory of God said to him, "This is my dearly loved Son, who brings me great joy." We ourselves heard that voice from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. Because of that experience, we have even greater confidence in the message proclaimed by the prophets. You must pay close attention to what they wrote, for their words are like a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns, and Christ the morning star shines in your hearts. Above all, you must realize that no prophecy in Scripture ever came from the prophet's own understanding or from human initiative. No, those prophets were moved by the Holy Spirit, and they spoke from God. Once again, that was 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 12 through 21 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Reminders are helpful. We all need reminders to stay on the path with Jesus. Reminders help us to stay strong and live out what we believe. Every day there are so many ways we are pulled away from Jesus. Every day we make millions of choices, large and small. Following Jesus means we are allowing God to put to death our selfish ways and aligning our wills with his way of freedom. This is a daily struggle that needs the support of others. We need reminders. Peter reminded his readers of the power of Jesus. Peter personally saw Jesus revealed and transfigured on a mountain. The gospel is not a made-up story but an eyewitness account of God walking this earth. The gospel is the Lord's power that we can experience as we believe the witnesses. Peter reminded them of the truth of Scripture. The prophets themselves were inspired by God and spoke his words. We can find encouragement as we constantly read his word and hear his voice. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What in these verses stood out to you? What do you do to receive reminders of the Lord's love? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.